It is a Tuesday afternoon. It's the 29th day of October. On the phone line, as usual, Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Farmers, I bet, are busily trying to finish up what soybeans they might have left and get those put away and in storage. And maybe a few of them are already chugging away hard at corn, too.
You know, we're mostly on corn over here. The beans are pretty well gone. There's just a few double crop fields left out there as far as in our area. And the yields were very good on the beans this year over in our area. So we're very happy about that. But they're trying to get what they can before this rain comes in and shuts them off for the week.
Have you heard much about moisture content of the corn that's coming in?
You know, I think that we're more in that probably 17 to 21%, most within the 18 to 19% over here right now. Not as dry as they may be like, but, it's sure producing bushels.
And crop yields remain surprisingly good, I take it.
Very, very good. I just talked to one of the other farmers this morning that said he finished up yesterday and that he thought it was the best corn crop he'd ever had.
That is a good thing, best corn crop he ever had, because we do have lower prices and expectations are for those to continue to stay low through 2014, quite likely anyway. We'll see how that all plays out. But right now we need to know what they ought to be doing with the corn crop that they have either coming out of the field or in storage in the bin.
Well, as we look at the corn crop here, we're looking at 432 for the December corn. And as we look out to July, we're looking at 460. So that and probably a 10 or 15 cent increase in basis levels says that if you've got storage on the farm, why, you probably ought to be storing it and selling it. You're trying to mark it up so you could sell it for the July delivery time period in there or somewhere down the road, because it is advantageous that way. So we look at the beans, just the opposite there, Todd. You know, there's no carry in the beans. We're $12.79 for November and $12.70 for January. I don't like to pay them 10 cents for me to put them in my bin and take them out.
Well, the USDA says most of the beans across the nation, or a good portion of them, have been harvested at this point. And in fact, for the first time this year, this particular crop is ahead in some states. And that's not been the case since we tried to plant it early in the spring.
No, it sure hasn't. We've been running behind greatly here, but I think these new combines and the larger heads that we've got and the good shot of weather that we did have here has really made a difference in getting these beans harvested this year, that way along the way. So, we are seeing that the pipelines did start to show that they were getting towards full yesterday with our big declines as far as what was going on. We're going to, small elevators are going to sure need this time. They can dry out and get caught up and be ready for harvest to start again.
Well, when you look at that bean price, it dropped pretty dramatically yesterday, and then it came back. And you were talking, of course, about corn and the elevators making some space. But this would be a turnaround Tuesday for the soybeans. Will it continue the rest of the week?
You know, we've got, of course, the export sales number for the time that the government was shut down will come out on Thursday. And we're looking to see if that's going to push ahead. You know, we have dropped back as far as China goes, as far as their crush margins have been. They aren't going to be quite as aggressive, maybe, wanting to. But we've got a lot of beans pre-shipped. I mean, we look at what was shipped last week. It was the largest second largest shipment ever for 1 week of beans loading out of the U.S.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report for a Tuesday afternoon.